Hi, this is Andy Butcher, the editor of Christian Retailing Magazine, welcoming you to our January editorial podcast. We have the editorial team here, and with me this morning I have
Dwayne Hamby, assistant editor over the books and Bible section.
Chris Johnson, managing editor.
Eric Tianse, news editor.
Felicia Mann, the online editor.
Well, here we are at the start of a new year, plenty to do and plenty to talk about. But first, let's just reflect quickly on Christmas. Obviously, always an important time in our retail calendar for the industry, particularly this last year with all that we've gone through with the recession and so on. What are we hearing? Eric, you've been talking to stores, trying to track. What are we hearing from around the country?
Well, we've been receiving mixed reports from the stores and suppliers that we've been able to reach. Some had good sales and some had flat and some had really bad sales. We found one small chain that had, because of the bad weather that was hampering the East Coast cities in December, had as much as 20% decline in sales from the previous Christmas. And then their smaller stores were 6% down. So they're very, very concerned about that, because they had a bad Christmas 2008 also. And then other stores that independents that we talked to, none of them were saying that, you know, they had a slam bang Christmas. But then we talked to one online kind of housing company that handles online stores for 600 plus stores, and they had 200 plus percent increase in their sales. So that was kind of interesting. And we talked to one publisher that said their sales for Christmas were good.
Right, right. So a mixed bag. Obviously still early days yet. We're going to be hearing more in the coming weeks as people get a better picture. This is also an important month, not just as they reset, but as we look for the new year. We've got a lot going on within the industry. We have the Christian Trade Association International event coming up in Atlanta. What else is happening on the calendar?
Well, we also have the Gift March Show, which is also in Atlanta. We have the Inspirational Value Book Show in Nashville, and we also have the CPE Hershey Show in also in Tennessee. So we've got several events coming up, and we look forward to writing about that.
Right, we're going to be tracking on those in the days ahead. Dwayne, what's happening in the books and Bibles world that we particularly need to be thinking about this month?
Well, we have, and I may have mentioned it in the last podcast, but the 1st of February, we have the new Beth Moore book, which looks like Tyndale's putting a lot behind it. It's her first release with Tyndale, and it's called So Long Insecurity. When we did a podcast that any of you can find on our website, Beth told me that this book is a little different for her because it's more approachable to the average reader rather than just one of the Bible studies or, you know, kind of catering to the Bible study crowd that she's very popular with. And also we have we also have a new book, Don Colbert's I Can Do This Diet. And Colbert is a great health writer and very popular. His books are really out there and really resonating. And obviously, the 1st of January, everybody's on some type of resolution, diet, or whatever. So that should be a big book this month as well.
We should just also mention that that's published by our parent company, right? That's a Charisma House title, I believe. That's right?
It's Salome.
Salome. Okay, Salome. Right, okay. Coming out soon. Chris, what's happening in the gift world?
Well, as far as the shows, which Eric mentioned, America's Mart Atlanta, there's going to be a permanent showroom that's opening. Actually, they're having a ribbon cutting this Thursday, and there's going to be a lot of Christian companies who are joining together to have more of a presence there at the Atlanta show. And of course, this is sort of in place of, you know, CBA's January show, since they have canceled that now. And it gives people a place to go to actually see the gifts. I mean, we often hear that people want to, you know, it's not something you can easily buy online. You have to actually see and touch and look at the gifts. So there are companies like His Hands, Laser, Heart Steps, Holy Land Gifts, and many more are joining together to form a permanent, all-inspirational showroom at America's Mart.
Very interesting.
And you're going to be on the beat there.
That's right. I'm going to be there, so I'll get to talk with both some of the suppliers and the retailers, so we'll be able to get more of a first-hand report on what's happening there.
And bring us back something pretty.
In terms of looking ahead to the new year, we're providing a service for retailers with our third online show, our virtual show. Felicia, tell folks a little bit about what's going to be happening there.
Sure. We have our restock sale, that virtual show that's actually currently going on, and it's a great time for stores who have gone through the Christmas season and their stores have been emptied of their product to come back and restock, start the new year fresh with great deals that our suppliers are offering at this store, this restock sale. We also have some great editorial to help make educated decisions about what you're going to put in your store this year, and it's going to be, it is a great virtual show right now that you can go out and just fill your stores with different things. We also have like qualifying orders. If qualifying orders get free registration to the gathering. So you guys are really going to want to check out our restock sale, and you can find that on our website, christianretailing.com. It's our virtual restock sale.
Great, thank you. Yes, that'll take them on a link through to the virtual Christian restock connection, and we'll be talking more in future about the gathering, which is going to be happening in April in Louisville, Kentucky. Dwayne, another new initiative we have that's aiming to help retailers particularly relates to new releases and so on. Talk us through that a little bit.
Well, it's very exciting to premiere our product listings. Now, we've done product listings for a long time, well before my time, but we have done them in concentrated blasts like Mother's Day or Valentine's Day or whatever. But the idea behind this is to have an ever-changing, constantly updating list of products that people could come to the site. They could search them. They could come there and look and say, I want to see all the Bibles that come out in February. And they can look and see that without having to go to individual publishers' catalogs or whatever. We're going to have music. We have gifts, DVDs on there. We just see this as probably something that's going to be a very valuable resource for retailers on our site to find out more information, just kind of a one-stop shop. And it will mirror some of the content that we have in our magazine, as you've seen some of the layout changes this month.
Thanks, Dwayne. It's hard to believe that 2010 now, we're in now the 10th anniversary year of our own Retailers' Choice Awards. This is obviously the annual event where retailers are given the opportunity to vote on what they believe has been the most important products they've been new products they've been able to make available to consumers in the previous year. You know, everything from books and Bibles through to children's products. Tell us a little bit about this year's event, can you, Chris?
Yes. Well, we're doing things a little bit differently this year in the Retailers' Choice Awards. Normally, we would hold a press conference at the CBA International Show in June or July, but this year we're holding it at where we actually announce our winners at the gathering, our own event at Southeast Christian, and that's going to be in Louisville in April. And so we are hoping, and we are now seeing companies who are entering their products early and taking advantage of our early bird special, which means that if you enter five products, you get the sixth one free, and it remains $50 each for the entry fee, and the early bird deadline is January 15th, but the last day to nominate is January 29th before retailers get a chance to vote on their choices for the best of the year.
Great, thank you. Coming up in February, we have a couple of important points on the retail calendar, too. We have Black History Month, and we also have Valentine's Day. Now, Dwayne, B&H Publishing, they've done something interesting in related to, obviously, the whole the Love Dare and so on. Tell us a little bit about that.
In April, they're coming out with the Love Dare Wedding Edition, and what I've been told is it's actually the Love Dare day-by-day devotional that they have released in December and that has already appeared on some bestseller charts. It is a gift version. It seems packaged, and we haven't seen the final package. We've just seen the cover of it. But it's a white cover, Love Dear. And I guess it could be given as a gift for couples, but sounds good.
So I anticipate we're going to see a lot of fireproof-themed displays and merchandising next month. I mean, a year on, it still doesn't seem to be dying, does it? I mean, and there's also great interest already, even in the next movie that's coming out. I mean, there's Courageous is what we're 18 months away from seeing that, but a great deal of anticipation there. So that's obviously still a key product. Fireproof and the Love Dare still very popular, resonates a lot with consumers. But each podcast, we bring something that we've noticed from all the new releases and products that are coming out that's particularly caught our attention for one reason or another. So let's hear from the rest of the team on this month. Felicia, what's piqued your interest this month?
Well, actually, Dwayne has already talked about So Long Insecurity by Beth Moore. I think it's going to be a great book. I've heard her speak about it, and she was saying how it is a real personal a book for her as opposed to the devotionals. This time, she's really opening up, and she's really sharing her personal testimony about dealing with insecurity. And I know that they have a big push on their website. They have a lot of interactive things going on where women are getting on and talking about insecurities, and they're blogging about certain things and talking about how they can overcome them. So I'm really excited about this book that's coming out in February.
Right, and Beth Moore is a consistently strong seller in Christian Shores. Thanks. Eric, how about you? What's on your list this month?
Well, I'm interested with one of our owns, our Charisma House, new book by Joseph Rintz called Unmerited Favor. If you don't know about him, he's the senior pastor of Singapore's New Creation Church and Bible, and he's a Bible teacher on his TV program, Destined to Reign. He's very popular. We have friends and family that are that follow him. And his first book, Destined to Reign, which I believe was self-published and was picked up for U.S. distribution by Harrison House, has done really well. So this is really his first book, Unmerited Favor, as far as the U.S. market. And I think there's a big push by Charisma House. And it'll be interesting to see if he, you know, if he continues that upward swing, and
right.
is very popular.
Right. So. Thank you, Chris.
Well, I just noticed that Carpentry is expanding its Master's Forge metal designs. They have a new piece design, and for them, this has been a good line that's been best-selling and has a competitive price point and high perceived value from the customer. So I think they're going to continue to do well with that line.
Okay. I've reverted to DVD area again, a couple of things that I'm interested in. I'm actually looking a little bit further ahead. These are not going to be in store till February, March, but the sell-in and the promotion and marketing is already starting to ratchet up. And Phil Vischer, obviously a name well known to anybody who's anybody with kids or anybody who's a child at heart over the last 15 years, you know, as part of Big Idea and so on, very well known VeggieTales. But he's bringing out his new series with Tyndale House Publishing, What the Bible Says, and this is kind of an attempt to take some of that zany Veggie Tales humor, marrying it kind of with the sock puppet approach from his Jelly Telly web programming that he's been doing. It's sort of like a little bit like the Born Again Muppets, I guess, if you look at them. A great, great fun, very humorous, but a lot of content in there as well, you know, aiming for both parents and children. So it's really going to be interesting to see how well that will go. I mean, his name is still very well known and respected, obviously, within the industry. So I think there's going to be a really big interest in this, and it's intending to be a 13-part series. So it could be a major promotion, major push for Tyndale, and to see Phil Vischer's name back in Christian retail circles. But I should also mention, in fact, when I asked him about the new series, I asked him if there was any chance of a VeggieTales character making a guest appearance, you know, and he kind of laughed at that. And I said, well, if so, who would it be? And he'd like to see Mr. Lunt. I don't know if that'll ever happen, but he thinks it would be great to see Mr. Lunt appear. But we should segue, too, to say, obviously, while Phil's kind of re-emerging in that sense with the new thing that he's involved in, his former VeggieTale colleagues are still going strong. And then the latest VeggieTales adventure is going to be out at the end of February. Again, pre-sale starting now. And that's a pistachio, the little boy who wouldn't. And it's one of their familiar takes off on a classic. And this one is obviously Pinocchio, but promises more of the tried and true and trusted and beloved VeggieTales humor with a point. So that's a couple of things that I'm going to be looking for in the days ahead. And Dwayne, how about you?
Do you want my Mr. Lunt impression? Is that what you want? I can do it. I get a lot of Bibles on my desk, but we recently got one that is very unique, and that, number one, it's so big it could actually serve as a desk for some people if they need one. Or number two, it has my handwriting in it. It's the NIV handwritten Bible. This is the Bible that they went around the country touring, asking people to contribute verses, and they were at the CBE along with myself and a few dozen other people, and solicited handwriting, and I just thought it was really neat to see it. They have light tables up there. I contributed. They said my handwriting was so good they were going to allow me to do the periods on the sentences. So, but actually, I actually did write a scripture, and I think it's really neat. The Bible is huge. It's bound, and it's hardback and has a slipcase, and I think it's $99. So for the people who wrote in the Bible, you know, they may be, you know, decide, hey, well, you know, I'm going to shell out $99 because I have a personal stake in that, and I think 32,000 people did it. So,
do the math.
That's right. So I kind of thought that was interesting. It's like I say, it's more of a like a coffee table thing. You can read it. It's not the easiest read, of course, with everybody's handwriting, but I thought it was a neat thing.
Well, thanks to everybody, and thanks for listening in as we've chatted a little bit about the month and the coming year. It's going to be a busy month, and we are going to be keeping you abreast of all that's happening through our print magazine as usual, through our additional online content, through our electronic news, and we look forward to hearing from you. If you have any feedback or ideas or suggestions for us, please make contact. We'd love to hear from you, and we wish you a successful month. Look forward to being in touch with you again.